Damn, programmatic is hot.
Yeah, it is hot. Dude, pass me a cold PBR, would you?
Okay, number one, I wasn't talking about the temperature. And number two, PBR is a shitty beer. Time to upgrade to an IPA.
Okay, my bad. Guessing you were talking about programmatic job advertising being hot. Yeah, that shit is everywhere and all the kids are doing it.
I know, man, but there's only one company that's been doing it since 2007.
Damn, 2007? Hey, man, what wife were you on in 2007? I was on number one.
We don't talk about her. Focus, dude. I'm talking about Pando IQ from our friends at Panda Logic. Pando IQ's programmatic recruitment advertising platform helps employers source talent faster and more efficiently than ever thanks to predictive algorithms, machine learning, and AI.
Buzzword overdose alert. Yeah, Pando is on the cutting edge of programmatic while being deeply rooted in the recruitment industry. Pando IQ provides an end-to-end programmatic job advertising platform that delivers a significant increase in job ad performance without any wasteful spending to maximize the ROI on your recruitment spend.
And their AI-enabled algorithms use over 48 job attributes and more than 200 billion historical job performance data points to predict the optimal job advertising campaign. The machine does all that shit.
That shit sounds expensive.
Think again, Cheeseman. Pando IQ provides an end-to-end job advertising solution that delivers a significant increase in job ad performance without any wasteful spending.
Sold. How do I get started?
Go to pandologic.com to request a demo and tell them Chad and Cheese sent you.
Ooh, they have a chat bot too that we can talk to.
Oh, kill me now.
Like Shark Tank? Then you'll love Firing Squad. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman are here to put the recruiting industry's bravest, ballsiest, and baddest startups through the gauntlet to see if they've got what it takes to make it out alive. Dig a foxhole and duck for cover, kids. The Chad and Cheese podcast is taking it to a whole other level.
What a fun show. I'm in a great mood and you are pissy as hell, Chad.
I'm not liking this coronavirus shit. The world's fucking burning. We've got the stupidest president of all fucking time. And even though it is beautiful outside and I'll be able to walk the dogs and that'll make me happier later. Right now, I just need another fucking cup of coffee,
who knew the world could just fix itself in a month? Like, what an amazing thing our world is. Like, just get rid of us for a little bit and it's all back to normal. Well, anyway, welcome The Firing Squad, kids. This is your favorite recruiting news duo, Chad and Cheese, and this is the Chad and Cheese podcast.
Well, hello.
And we are happy to welcome Gordon Gecko Collier, CEO of Land Pipeline Solution Search Solutions. Sorry, I got that wrong. Pipeline Search Solutions. Gordon, welcome to Firing Squad. How are you, sir?
Thanks for having me.
You bet. You bet. So you're calling in from Virginia. What's the status of the world from where you are?
It was raining yesterday, most of the day. Today it's nice and sunny. It's going to be a nice day today, thankfully. But yeah, we've got the coronavirus here too. And yeah. So yeah, we're a little pissy as well.
Yeah, I think it's a little thicker in the air there in Virginia than it is here in Indiana.
Yeah, it's definitely a little stinky there in the DC metro area. Good God! Well, give us a Twitter an elevator pitch just on you and your past, and then we'll get down into the company that we are reviewing today.
All right. Well, my name is Gordon Collier. I've been in HR and corporate talent acquisition space for probably about 20 years. Got into recruiting way back in the early to mid 90s and have spent the bulk of my time, you know, having worked for mid to large Fortune 500 companies. And most recently, for the past 4 years, I've owned my own recruiting firm called Pipeline Search Solutions. And about a year and a half ago, I launched my first product called My Career Fit,
which is what we'll be talking about today. A very tight personal intro. We appreciate it. Chad, tell him what he's won.
Well, Gordon, you will have 2 minutes to pitch My Career Fit. At the end of 2 minutes, you will hear the bell. Then Joel and I will hit you with rapid fire Q&A. If your answers start rambling or get boring, Joel's going to hit you with the crickets. And that is your signal to move along and tighten up your game. At the end of Q&A, you may receive one of three grades. Number one, big applause. That's right, kids. It's time to cash in.
Make it rain, baby. Make it rain.
A golf clap. It's okay, but you can do better. Or the firing squad.
Oh,
pack
shit.
It in. Yeah. Close up shop. Dust off the drawing board, big boy, because it's time to go home.
All right.
That's the firing squad. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Joel.
In 3, 2.
All right. Well, so over the past number of years, there's been significant growth in the voice-first technology space, namely Amazon Alexa, Google Assistant, along with the rise of podcasting. And a report actually by VoiceBot.ai found that almost 90 million U.S. adults were using smart speakers as of January this year. And Edison Research reported that 51% of Americans have listened to a podcast as of last year. So I believe both of these unique platforms have grown because voice reduces the level of friction between the user and, in my case, employers. There's no more screens, no more clicking, tapping, swiping. You just ask a question and you get an answer back pretty quickly. And a podcast, of course, can be listened to anywhere and at any time. So if you've ever spent any time paying attention to talent acquisition, you'll know that an organization's brand message sets them apart from their competitors and tells a story of why their company is better than the other as it relates to, you know, employment. And I believe voice technology and podcasts help deliver that message in an effective and very unique way, which is why in June of last year, I launched My Career Fit. Now, My Career Fit allows employers to effectively communicate their brand message in a unique audio-based format that removes that friction, as I mentioned earlier. So I do that in two ways. Number one, employers can post their job opportunities using the My Career Fit voice assistant to Amazon Alexa and Google Assistant, but these are not standard job postings. Job seekers can launch the My Career Fit skill on Alexa or the action on Google Assistant and search for jobs by job title, company name, or by location. And what they hear is the actual recruiter, hiring manager, and sometimes even the CEO provide information about the employer brand and a job opportunity in a very real and authentic way. So if the job seeker likes what they hear, they simply say, text me, and the assistant then sends a link to the company career site to their smartphone by text. The second way we do this is through podcasting. In addition to the voice assistant, My Career Fit also provides a podcast platform.
Dang!
Thank you, Gordon, for that pitch. And just quickly, if people want to know more, and I'll give you this one, where do they go?
They go to www.mycareerfit.io.
All right. So that therein lies my first question. So two issues, and help me understand this. Number one is I would expect your brand to be something voice related.
Right.
Talk something or listen or something like that, right? Like My Career Fit sounds like I'm wearing a Fitbit and it's talking to me about jobs, or I'm going to go get a job at a gym. And I'm also confused. When I researched this, I automatically went to mycareerfit.com because it's not like a one word thing or something I thought would be IO. So if I go to mycareerfit.com, it's some sort of a site. It's not you guys. So walk me through the name and why you felt like not having a .com or something more prevalent in that way, it wasn't that important.
Yeah. So My Career Fit, I chose the name because, you know, I feel like a lot of people go looking, when they look for employment, they look for jobs as opposed to looking for a career. And, you know, I really feel like most people, when you think about what you want to do for your profession, the rest of your life, we spend so much time at work that more and more people today, and I think even more so in the future, are choosing jobs based on, you know, their own personal purpose, their own passion, their own personal vision. They're looking for organizations whose values align with their own personal values in some shape or form. So they're looking really for that fit. And so, you know, we talk about culture fit and, you know, fit with company and the person. And so that's why I chose Career Fit, because I think more and more people are looking for careers more so than they're looking for jobs. And I certainly, in the pandemic that we're in, there are a lot of people who certainly just need a job in order to pay their bills and that kind of stuff. And I totally get that. But I think in the long term, I think most people are looking for a place where they can go, they can stay, they can add value, and they can be a fit. So that's where the name comes from.
And the .io versus .com?
So .io, I chose that really just because it's a little techy in that regard versus the .com. And I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to do something that's different, very unique, and kind of, you know, it's different than the web. And so I chose to go that direction. And really, the website isn't where you're going to do any of your work necessarily in terms of posting jobs and doing recording. You know, the website is really for more so, I guess, a landing page for folks who, you know, employers, recruiters who would be interested in using the service would go versus the client, the customer, the person who's actually looking for the job.
Okay. So is voice really ready for this? I mean, the experience is new. It's kind of cool, but it's really weird. I mean, I can't apply with Alexa because Alexa doesn't have my, well, it might on AWS somewhere, but Alexa doesn't have my resume, doesn't have any of that stuff. So I have to go through this kind of like process of send me a link so that I can go to the applicant tracking system, which really sucks in the first place. So it's really cool because I can talk to Alexa for about 5 seconds. So
right.
Is voice really ready for this? Or are you just avant-garde? You're out there, you're first, and you're really cool.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, there's certainly the cool factor, right? I mean, Alexa is very unique. It's very different. But I think, you know, when you look at the numbers and you look at how fast this technology has grown, you got 90 million people who are using it now. I think it's a really viable platform. And I think we're sort of in that stage in the same way the web was back in the, you know, the early 90s. You know, certainly you had companies, Earl Monster, you know, great example. You know, they started posting their jobs on the web. And for the most part, it took them forever to have to explain exactly what they were trying to do. But then, you know, not just 2-3 years later, the web was blowing up with job boards all over the place. Right. So, you know, I think voice is sort of in that similar place. And I think there's an opportunity now to start building and creating some innovative tools around recruitment and talent acquisition in this space, because I think it's really going to be one of those things that's going to be taking off. I think in a lot of ways, it's already taken off. You've got companies, banks, TD Ameritrade has one, Capital One has one. There's a variety of, you know, big brands out there who are already creating their own Amazon Alexa skills and Google Actions. So I think the timing is now to start doing this versus wait later. And, you know, sort of in the same way a lot of companies were with the web, which was, oh my God, we've got to build a website all of a sudden. So I, you know, I felt like there was an opportunity to jump into this now and start, you know, building and creating some value for job seekers as well as employers. And, you know, I think there's an opportunity to do a much better job of, you know, putting job ads and recruitment marketing out there. Job ads in particular drive me bananas. I can't stand them. They're typically terrible.
They suck.
So this is a way for, I think, employers to really bring a voice to the opportunities that they're hiring for and provide more value to job seekers than what we do now on the web.
On that note, video is cool, too. And employers suck at videos. They do these highly polished videos that they put out on YouTube and they put on their website and they get like 60 views. So, I mean, the delivery system in itself. So, okay, so step back real quick. We do a podcast. Our delivery system is our marketing mechanism, right? And we have to actually focus very hard on that one train of getting the audio out there, focusing on our audience and getting them to subscribe and be a part of the community, right? Right. That we've seen with video right out of the gate doesn't work for most organizations. What makes you think that they're ready for audio?
So I feel like the, you know, great point with video. One of the reasons I don't think video works all that well is like you just said earlier, they're highly produced. So they come off very inauthentic. Mm-hmm. I think audio in general, podcasting, voice tech like this, you know, it really builds a sense of trust and loyalty because you can communicate in a way that's very authentic, which is why I think podcasting has grown so fast. I mean, people listen to your show because they trust you and they probably have never even met you, but they trust you and they trust the information that you provide because you do it in such a real, authentic way. I mean, you guys do what you guys do and put out there is so good that I think people really, you know, can build trust with you by the value of the information that you're providing. So I think audio can do that as well. And of course, you know, with audio, you can listen to that anywhere, you know, especially with a podcast, and definitely with Amazon Alexa and Google, you can get that information on your phone through the Amazon Echo, through in your car now. So you can create a very authentic brand message using audio in a way that I feel like is limited with written content and video.
So for you, and again, I still think employers are going to fuck this up. How are you, it's your product, right? Which is awesome. I'm an employer coming to you saying, my videos, I did great videos. They didn't get any views. I want to do audio, but I don't think they're going to get any downloads. How are you going to help me get to that point where they are actually going to be used and they're going to be useful?
Of course, as my business, I'm doing all my own marketing and that kind of thing. So I'm putting it out there. I'm driving the message on my end. What I tell my customers, especially with the podcast, is the podcast is super social media friendly. And you guys know your audience way better than I do. So you know where your talent lives and where they spend their time and how to communicate with them effectively. And so it's really great when they drive that podcast themselves, because the social media, the podcast is so social media friendly. You can share the link to your episode anywhere, you know, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, InMail, email, however you want to do it. So you can drive that. And a great example of that was Quicken Loans. We did a podcast with them, and they drove that message. And I mean, within less than a month, they had well over 100 downloads of that podcast. The same with the job ad they placed on Alexa and Google Assistant as well. So it works really well. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. I tell my customers too, like, look, you're not going to put a podcast ad up on My Career Fit or on Alexa and Google and tomorrow morning walk into 150, 200 resumes in your inbox. And that's because I don't want you to get 250 resumes to your ad, because more than likely, most of them are not going to be even qualified for your job, because that's what we have seen time and time again with the traditional job ad postings. What my hope is that by creating an authentic audio message like this, customers are going to truly be invested in the opportunity if they're qualified, right? And they're going to listen to the whole podcast. They're going to listen to the entire ad on Alexa. And if they're truly interested and they've got the right skills, they're going to apply. So my goal is that you're going to get more qualified applicants than you will, you know, an inbox full of resumes that you barely have any time to go through.
Welcome, change agents, to your go-to place for stories that ignite your spirit, fuel your purpose, and connect us all. We believe in the incredible power of the human spirit, its boundless resilience, and the inspiration it brings to our lives. On the Driving Change podcast, we'll journey together through the extraordinary yet very relatable experiences of some of the most amazing people on earth. Our mission? That through these stories, we might just spark change within you and awaken a newfound motivation to harness your unique gifts to make a real difference in the world. So get ready to be inspired and join us on this incredible adventure. You can find the Driving Change podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you love listening to your favorite podcasts.
So walk me through this, Gordon. If I use your service as a job seeker, am I going to hear a podcast with an employer about how great it is to work there and what kind of jobs they're looking to hire for, and then maybe a URL to go visit to apply? Or am I going to hear an actual job description? What exactly am I going to hear as a job seeker?
So on the podcast, what you're going to hear is an 8 to 10 minute formatted podcast episode with an employer. And it can be the recruiter, it's the HR director, it's the hiring leader, hiring manager, sometimes it's the CEO. And the idea behind the podcast is to really drive the employment brand message. So we talk about culture, we talk about mission, we talk about vision, we talk about what it takes to be successful there, and you know what it takes to be a good fit within that organization. That's typically what you're going to hear on the podcast. Now, we'll also do sort of a job spotlight where we talk about a specific position. So we did a podcast episode with a company called Givelify, and we talked about their bilingual customer service rep position they were hiring for. It's a remote role. So we talk specifically about that. what they look for, and what it takes to be successful in that position. So those are the things that you're going to hear on the podcast. If somebody's interested and they want to apply, the contact information, the web link to their career site is going to be in the show notes.
Okay. So this is not for anyone who thought it was, hey, Alexa, I need a sales job in Toledo, Ohio, and then apply through voice, and then you guys distribute that resume or something along those lines. Is that something you want to get to or not?
Yeah. So what I just described was the podcast with Alexa and Google. With the assistant, you would, you know, for example, you're going to launch the My Career Fit skill, and then you can search for a job. So you can search for the job by job title, location, company name. You'll get more information, an audio, very short, brief, 77-second audio ad. Okay. And then if you like what you hear, you just say, text me. And then it'll send you a link to your phone with their career site so you can learn more or apply.
All right, let's focus on that for a second. So every job board has the dilemma of I need job seekers and I need jobs. Where are you getting your job content from, and how are you driving usage to the skill on Alexa and other voice assistants?
Right. So the content's coming directly from a bulk of my customers. I've got, well, I mentioned one earlier, Quicken Loans. I have some management and IT consulting firms on there, a variety of other organizations that are using it as well that I reached out to early on to when I first started building this and started testing it. And then some of these customers have just stayed with me. They really believe in it and they see where it's going. So that's where a lot of where the content is coming from. The job seekers, in terms of where, how I'm driving that message, you know, I'm doing primarily a lot of marketing in sales, direct marketing through Facebook, LinkedIn, that kind of stuff. And then also, you know, just connecting and networking through a lot of job search groups and things like that to try to drive the message that you can actually find a job now using Alexa and Google Assistant.
So is the main product the job search on voice assistants, or is the main product podcasting, or is the main product your staffing business, and these are just supporting that goal?
Yeah, no, the main product is primarily My Career Fit, and that involves Alexa and Google as well as the podcasting. So, you know, if a customer comes to me, we're going to talk about the platform, which is both the podcast as well as Alexa and Google.
So for users, what's the expectation? You ask them to engage the Alexa skill, but what's their expectation going into it? Because as we'd seen with our friends over at McDonald's and Paradox, those guys set really crappy expectations, and you really don't hear them talking about it anymore. They were first out of the gate, but it was also first to the garbage bin, right now at least. What's the expectation for a user as soon as they engage?
Right. So as soon as they engage, what they're going to hear is, well, if they, let's say example, they're in sales and they search for a job in sales. So just say, tell me about sales jobs in Detroit, Michigan. So what they're going to get back is an ad, maybe more, of the actual employers. And they're going to hear audio. They're not going to hear an Alexa robotic voice talk, you know, reading two lines of a job description. They're going to hear directly from that recruiter or even the hiring manager in some cases, talk right about the company and then talk about the job. So you get a real authentic experience in this versus just hearing like two or three lines of a job ad, that which is what you heard with McDonald's. You're going to hear directly from the recruiter that's probably hiring for this job, or even the hiring manager that's hiring for this job. And then, of course, you can follow that to the next step, which is to get the link to the career site, learn more, or apply directly to it.
A big challenge with job sites is getting people to continually come back, right? Once they get a job, they're sort of done with you. LinkedIn has sort of solved this problem as being a content play. Job boards, you know, they sort of solved it with email alerts initially. Like, yeah, you've got a job, but, you know, here's a daily email to let you know, keep your ear to the ground.
Right.
How are you, like, how do voice solutions keep people coming back even after they're employed, or can they?
Yeah, so you can actually with the My Career Fit skill on Alexa as well as on Google Assistant. So both of those platforms allow for notifications. So if you turn the notification on within the skill or the action, then like, for example, on Alexa, you'll get a little green ring flashing on your Alexa device that'll let you know that you have a notification. And that's how I update folks on when new positions are posted. So Alexa will just read off and say, you've got a notification for My Career Fit. You know, Quicken Loans has posted a new position for their branch office in, you know, San Francisco or wherever. So that's how I'm driving notifications and trying to keep people coming back as well.
And can you share some numbers with us in terms of number of jobs and what kind of traffic? I guess traffic would be searches or visits, users per month.
Yeah, right now I'm tracking about 60 invocations, which basically means that's the number of times a job seeker has launched the skill or the action. Generally in the past 30 days. So I tend to see right now anywhere between 50 to 60, sometimes more, invocations on the platform. Right now I've got about 31 job ads posted, and total number of responses as of just a couple of days ago, when I was looking at this, I was about 942 responses, which means I've had that many playbacks of those audios in the past 30 days.
Gotcha. So who's actually voicing these ads now for your current clients?
The clients themselves. So my clients basically get an app on their phone, and they can actually record their ad through the app. And then once the recording is done, it uploads to my platform, and then I can approve it and replay it. And
are they like, you know, TA VPs? Are they, do you get CEOs? I mean, what kind of level? Because I think that's important for a user. Hey, this is, you know, Jeff Jeffries of CEO of ABC Corporation. Mm-hmm. Who's actually doing this? Because it's pretty powerful if you can get time with the CEO to voice something. Mm-hmm.
Right. So a great example is a company called Impact Makers that has been using it since the very beginning. And we've got their CEO doing an ad on Alexa. So if you say, tell me about Impact Makers, you're going to hear directly from their CEO. Quicken Loans did an ad for their mortgage originator position in one of their locations. And they had the senior talent acquisition director for the company do their ad. And he was fantastic. He had a ton of energy. He just communicated really well in that ad. In other cases, we have the actual recruiter that's hiring for the position do it. And then in another case, I had a company called Sundance Payment Solutions that was, they were hiring for salespeople. And so they actually had the sales manager do their ad. So the actual hiring manager. So if somebody hears that job ad, they're going to hear the guy who's actually hiring for it, which is really neat.
Do you have competition?
Not that I know of. So I check in quite often just to see who's doing anything. And I haven't seen anyone out there. There's a few skills that are job related, but they seem to basically just pull in information. Just say you have 150 sales jobs available in Richmond, Virginia. And that's it.
All right.
Yeah. So I haven't seen anything quite like this.
So I'll let you out on this. Give me the pricing breakdown. And I'd also just like to know, are you looking to raise money? Have you raised any money? Like sort of what the end goal is?
Yeah, no, I have not raised any money. I've kind of stayed away from that for the time being, mainly because I'm just not at that point yet. But the platform is definitely continuing to grow. I'm seeing increased, folks who are interested in the platform, want to learn more. As far as the pricing is concerned, right now, basically I have a standard plan, which includes basically 5 job ads per month. They're basically like parking lots. So you can put as many, you can do 5 jobs per month. You can put whatever jobs you want into that slot. And then you get one employer branded podcast. And that's $400 per month. That's billed yearly. Then there's a premium plan, which is $550 per month. You basically 7 job ad slots and 2 podcasts. So you get the employer branded podcast and then 1 career spotlight podcast. If we want to do more than that, then we can talk. We can talk about what that looks like. You know, how many jobs they want to post and what their strategy is.
Very good. Very good. Well, that ends our Q&A session. Are you ready to face the squad?
Uh-oh. I am.
Chad, have at it.
All right, Gordon, I have to say that I obviously am a big fan of audio. Hello, podcaster. The thing that I'm always worried about is adoption. And again, we go back to YouTube and, the need to hold marketing's hand to ensure that you can effectively use this product, right? And that's hard to scale. Because as soon as you sell something, you have to be in there and pretty much consult them through until you can get some really good base studies done so that they can pretty much follow the guidelines. And then you're still going to have to hold their hand because they're not going to do it. Not to mention, there's not much market validation out there other than McDonald's stinker. Nobody else. I mean, we're not really seeing anybody else doing this to an extent from a competition standpoint. But I think mobile personally will be the driver of a product like this. Mobile, I believe, is going to be the driver of this, especially Google Assistant, not the Google Home per se, but the actual mobile app. Voice is going to be even bigger. Overall, this is also a big vanity play for a brand and its people. If they can hear themselves, if they can be a part of the process, if they can extend themselves as the voice of the brand itself, you're going to get some money just because of that vanity play. So I think overall, because of the growth of audio and the egos of HR and TA and the vanity play, I think this is a winner. So I'm going to give you a big applause.
All right. Thank you.
Wow. All right, Gordon. My turn.
All right.
So we mentioned cool factor, right? Video's cool and the internet's cool. You know what else was cool? QR codes were cool at one point. One of the big challenge, I have a few challenges with the business. The underlying thing I'll go through first, but then I'll go to sort of a macro challenge, I think, that you're going to have. But let's dig in a little bit. First of all, I think you've got to broaden the job content. It can't just be your folks. It's got to be hundreds of thousands of jobs. Like, everyone that says I need a job in whatever zip code needs to have jobs in certain categories and segments, and that has to happen for you to get any kind of major traction with a product like this. The other thing is, I think you're going to have to eventually enable people to apply to these jobs with their voice. Like, to say, text me, and then you text a link to the job, and then I go through the traditional apply process. I think that has to change ultimately. And chatbots are doing this now. It's just through, you know, texting as opposed to my voice. But I think voice, that hurdle has to be something that you clear at some point. And then it's sort of a marketing game. I think that, you know, the traction of people doing more and more voice searches is going to happen. But a lot of people that were on the internet in 1999 had no idea that you could search for jobs until Monster spent $1.5 million on a Super Bowl ad and Hot Jobs did the same. I think a similar thing has to happen to your business. So assuming that you get past the hurdle of tons of jobs like an Indeed or a Google for Jobs, and then make it able that people can apply it to their voice, then you have to worry about, does this activity on voice assistance actually happen, right? And I think there's going to have to be a huge play advertising, probably not you, but someone's going to have to advertise like McDonald's, for example, right? McDonald's is going to have to go with their ad budget and say, hey, apply to jobs at McDonald's with Alexa and Google Home and Siri and all this other stuff. So people actually understand, oh, wow, I can actually do job searches and stuff on a voice assistant. And to me, that's something that you can't control unless you go raise a bunch of money and do the advertising yourself. So those are two challenges. Now, that said, I do believe that voices, it has a huge future. I think smart earphones, at-home assistants are happening and will continue to happen, more so than even visual and smart glasses and things like that. So I think you're really, really, really early. I think you have room to improve, and I think you have an opportunity that someone, you know, helps you marketing wise to hit a home run, to let people know that search can happen in this way on voice assistants. So I'm not giving you the guns, but I'm also very hesitant to give a round of applause, because I think you have so many challenges and you have so much growth that you can do technologically with the app. So for me, the golf clap.
Okay.
Get to work, baby. Get to work.
I'm at it.
And with that, Chad.
We out.
All right.
This has been the Firing Squad. Be sure to subscribe to the Chad and Jeeves podcast so you don't miss an episode. And if you're a startup who wants to face the Firing Squad, contact the boys at ChadCheese.com today. That's www.ChadCheese.com.
how much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts, and now available on YouTube.